Indonesia has a very long history of supporting the Palestinian cause and it favours the resolution of the tensions in that part of the world and the creation of a two-state solution. So any gesture, any move that could in any way jeopardise, or at least even symbolically jeopardise, that sort of resolution is opposed by Indonesia. So they take the matter very seriously and they are obviously very unhappy about Australia siding with the United States in taking a unilateral decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
This is a policy decision that's received a lot of negative attention over the last couple of days since it was announced. Are there any potential benefits for moving the embassy to Jerusalem?
No, there's no potential benefit for moving the embassy, the Australian embassy to Jerusalem, except that it might appeal to Jewish voters in Australia, some of whom might be in the seat of Wentworth, who might be persuaded to vote for the coalition in the upcoming by-election.
So it's more based on Wentworth than just Australia following the US's lead?
It appears to be the case, yes. There's no other reason for it. Certainly there hasn't been any public discussion about it. It hasn't been on the public agenda. There's no advice from Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to support change in Australia's position. So it seems to be something that's come pretty much out of the blue. And does appear to be aimed pretty directly at trying to secure votes in the Wentworth by-election, keeping in mind, of course, that the government only has a one-seat majority, and if it loses the Wentworth by-election, it will be a minority government and obviously in a very difficult position as a consequence.
Obviously, Indonesia is a very close partner of Australia and a very important trade partner, and a lot of people in the Liberal Party have long considered Israel to be also a very important international partner of Australia. Is putting Indonesia, the relationship with Indonesia, at risk in favour of assisting Israel, is that going to have a very negative effect on Australia?
Look, Israel is, broadly speaking, a strategic ally of Australia in that it tends to take similar positions in international affairs to Australia. Of course, it is closely aligned with the United States and to some extent does represent US policy in the Middle East, and Australia is a close ally of the United States. So there's a link in that respect. But really beyond that, Australia doesn't have much of an interest in the Middle East, certainly not in a long-term strategic sense. It has some diplomatic interest in the region. It has trade interests in the region, but not particularly with Israel. Having said that, Indonesia is, I think, 10th or 11th largest trading partner for Australia. So whilst it's not near the top of the list, it's certainly significant, and Australia hopes that trading relationship will grow into the future, given that Indonesia is tipped to have one of the world's largest economies over the next 20 years. But more importantly, Indonesia is widely seen to be an important future strategic partner of Australia, and of course it's a critical diplomatic relationship that we have with Indonesia, and Indonesia's support for Australia in regional fora such as APEC, the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, and others. If Indonesia supports Australia, we have a much easier time in negotiating our diplomatic relations with other states in Asia. If Indonesia is not on Australia's side, then those relations become subsequently more difficult. So maintaining a good relationship with Indonesia is really critical to our immediate and long-term strategic, diplomatic and economic future.